Former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank is scheduled to speak at Williams College Sunday night. Having spent more than 3 decades in Congress, he is well known for his blunt talk and for being the first sitting member of Congress to voluntarily announce that he is gay. The Democrat retired from the House in 2013. Frank plans to discuss his career and his 2015 memoir at Williams. He spoke with WAMC about the message he wanted to send in his book.
Politics is a very moral form of activity. I very much am disappointed in this notion that government politics is somehow a bad thing to do and good people should avoid it. I tried to show how I was able, I think, to be constructive. People could disagree with some of the specifics, but I try to get across not just me, but that others are trying to use it for good purposes. And then more specifically on that issue, I say in the book that I'm very happy that being gay is no longer considered a bad thing, but I'm unhappy that being in government is considered a bad thing. And I think this sort of anti-government attitude, anti-politics attitude, that is more widespread, really has serious negative social consequences. We're not going to deal with climate change or improve the quality of people's lives up and down the spectrum or diminish inequality, help people get health care, help people pay for higher education without bankrupting themselves. Those require us to use government the right way. So those are the two messages I wanted to get across.
What initially drove you and drew you to government service?
I don't know. And I think that's something people don't understand. You know, there are people who are very interested in this or that. People who want to be musicians. People who want to be athletes. People who wanted to be involved in building things. I do say in the book, when I was in my early teens, 13, 14 years old, I had an unusual interest in politics, unusual for someone of my age. As I said, I was a lot like the other guys my age in a lot of ways, but there were two differences. One, I was attracted to politics, and two, I was attracted to the other guys. I realized early on that I was gay. So I don't know why I was attracted to it. I mean, I can say what I enjoyed about it. I enjoyed that what I was good at, and, you know, people like to do things they're good at. I had some of those verbal skills that helped. My way of thinking, dealing with a lot of issues in a fairly short time, was helpful. But more importantly, I thought it was the right thing to do morally. I felt good about it. I felt this was a chance for me to try and do things that improved people's lives. So those are the things that I enjoyed about it once I got there. But I don't think most of us know why we get interested in any one particular form of activity.
When you look at Congress in Washington, D.C. now, 3 years after your retirement, do you ever at all wish you were back there?
Well, if I still have the energy, sure. In fact, I do get involved. I mean, I've been campaigning. I'm campaigning for Hillary Clinton. I'm campaigning for members of Congress. I still care a lot about those issues. It's frustrating to see what's happened. And by the way, it's not a case of a general deterioration. And maybe this year will resolve it, but you've seen this takeover of the Republican Party by the most extreme right-wing elements. And it's interesting now that many of the Republican leaders have come to regret that. And they're really very appalled at the notion that it might be Donald Trump. And many of them who don't very much like Ted Cruz have now decided he's the lesser of two evils. So I'm hoping that one of the things that will come out of this election is a determination by the responsible conservative Republicans to take their party back from the Tea Party extremists.
And when you do look further at the current presidential race, what are some of the initial thoughts that come to your mind?
Oh, I'm a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton. I think Senator Sanders has played a useful role in being the kind of the outsider within the government and raising issues. But, you know, he's been in Congress 27 years. It's interesting that he's still sort of, you know, 26 years, considered to be kind of an outsider. And his strength is raising issues, but he has not been very good at getting things done. That's not his mode of operation. And that's why overwhelmingly, if you look at members of Congress, and I'm not talking about conservative establishment types. If you look at the gay and lesbian members, the Hispanic members, the African-American members, the people who had the fight on climate change and abortion, on same-sex marriage, they're all for Hillary Clinton because she's been the one who's more effective. So that's my general take on it, is that it's very important to put somebody in the presidency who can get things done. Raising the issues is a useful thing to do, but it's not enough if we really want results.
And finally, Congressman, I wanted to get your thoughts on what you make of some of the rollbacks on what some people would call anti-discrimination policy in places like North Carolina, Mississippi, and maybe what's driving them.
Well, what's driving them is very simple: prejudice. People trying to use religion not as a way to reach out and find the best in others, but as a kind of a stick to hit other people over the head with. I've been impressed, frankly, with the extent to which there's been opposition to those, and I'm very pleased to see the business community speaking out and say, you know what, bigotry isn't only wrong, it's bad for business. And frankly, when you get those two together, it's very good. But this also emphasizes the importance of a Democrat winning the presidency, frankly, because the Supreme Court is now divided 4-4 from the existing members on whether or not it's constitutionally required that you let people who are anti-LGBT in their own personal sentiments discriminate against us, even if the law says they shouldn't. And whoever gets to appoint the next justice, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, to change that around. So if Hillary Clinton wins and we get a new nominee and the Republicans can't hold that off forever, then I think we will have an effective fight against those laws. It is also, and we shouldn't be too pessimistic, they have been passed in a couple of very conservative southern states. And I'm especially pleased to see in North Carolina the reaction against it. So I think you're going to see with the right Supreme Court justice appointed by a new Democratic president and the business community continuing its fight, that this will be contained, that we will not see a lot of this, and that basically we're going to be able to roll back the rollbacks.